You're with SEN Summer Breakfast, and we watched a lot of the Australian Open yesterday, round one, Dal,
we were
very, very impressed with this man. He finished the day at 4 under the card and found his way through the field nicely, very, very nicely.
Very good effort as we welcome Daniel Nisbet. Daniel, the conditions were tough yesterday, but didn't appear like they were for you.
Oh, mate, look, the course was playing brilliantly out there. It's pretty firm in compared to years gone past, so... You know, the rough's a little bit lighter and the greens are sticking a little bit better as well. So this afternoon might be a bit different, but the boys are finding it nice and easy out there this morning as well by the looks.
So, yeah, we've just been given note that Adam Scott is 3-under through 6 holes. He had a 75 yesterday, but he's bounced back this morning. We reference the conditions. Often we are speaking about the greens and the fairways and the lies and that. But what about the smog yesterday? As I look in the Herald Sun down here in Melbourne, there's also players that have got like a surgical mask over their face to minimise the smog.
Oh, yeah, look, there's just that westerly blowing in the smoke from the bushfires out in the Blue Mountains and out west in Sydney. So, you know, it's pretty bad out there, mate. And so if it's, you know, if it's smoky in here, just imagine what it's like out there where the actual fires are. So it's, you know, I'm not going to sit and complain about the smoke when, you know, there's people fighting for their homes.
Yeah, you must
but, the smoke's just one thing that we've got to deal with. You know, there's a lot more things. There's plenty of trees and bunkers that we have to deal with out there as well.
And you must be thrilled with the round yesterday. It's a brilliant way to start this tournament.
Yeah, mate. Look, I love this course too. You know, my best result in the Aussie Open has been around this course in years gone past. So, you know, to start with a 4-under, you know, hopefully 3 more of them will put me pretty close, I think, at the end of the week.
Is that what you set yourself for? Like 4-under is competitive and you're around the mark as you sit right now. Is it to simply just get those numbers again, or do you feel like you might need to just accommodate depending on what the conditions are like later today?
Oh, mate, look, it could be more than, you know, 16-under at the end of the week that's required. It could be less. You know, the conditions are going to be pretty gentle by the looks of it. You know, fingers crossed they're nice and gentle for us. But yeah, mate, look, honestly, at the end of the week, you want to give it everything, and you just want to try not to miss too many opportunities. And it's when you're missing opportunities, that's when, you know, you can fall a couple back behind the chase.
And Daniel, we don't want to hold you up for too long because you're obviously in the middle of a tournament at the moment. So we appreciate your time this morning. What does this morning look like? You're a couple of hours away from teeing off. So what does a normal morning for you in the middle of a tournament look like?
Oh, mate, afternoon tea times are pretty good. a bit of a sleep in, just finished up at the gym. So I'll head up, get some breakfast, and I'll cruise on out to the course just before 11. Gives me an hour and a half to get myself organised at the course and tee off.
We'll go well. Another 4-under today. Yeah. It'd have you nicely placed going into the weekend. Thanks for joining us today.
No worries, guys. Cheers.